Are we starting or should we wait till like 8 o'clock?
We can start talking.
Okay, when are the hordes of people gonna start listening?
The hordes are scheduled for 8:03.
I got a good view.
Ooh.
If anyone comes.
Yeah, looking out the window.
Yeah, no, I'm literally at my chair, like pressed up against the window. This is absurd. I just know my neighbor's fucking with me right now. Perks on a bitch.
Yeah, they don't like you, so they're probably gonna call the cops.
It's gonna be the first time.
Unfortunately.
4th of July party, 7:30 p.m. called saying we were too loud.
Was I there?
Probably. Dylan walked out, a cop came, and Dylan walked out with, like, corn on the cob. I was, like, monitoring, he's like, you want some? And the cop was like, he's like, have a good night. And, like, he was probably irritated that someone called to report that. It's like,
yeah, just... like, look at this Dylan just eating some corn. I know. Like, that's the most innocent thing I've ever
just
heard.
It's like, the sweetest, yeah. It's just, oh my god.
And he's so sweet. And, yeah, Dylan's just like, what yep. guys?
He's like, you want some?
You want some food?
Cop's like, no thanks. Have a good night. Drives away. The neighbors sure scared us that day.
Oh, they're terrible.
Fucking assholes. Anyway, so my opener.
Yeah.
My dad super duper has a ghost.
Your what?
My dad has a ghost in his house right now.
Okay. Go on.
Currently.
Go on.
So they're like that house that's haunted. I think I've talked on the show on the our podcast before about how like I talked to the ghost and I was like, hey,
yeah,
I'm living here for another 2 years and I'll be out. So like, calm the fuck down because like there's just a lot of like energy and like the hangers in my closet would just start shaking and shit.
In the hangers. It's like,
rah,
yeah,
just cool it, you know. So my dad has a box fan in the living room, and to turn it on, you have to, like, twist the knob, like, all the way. Mm-hmm. And he had it off, and then he goes outside, and he's out there, and he hears, like, a humming, and like, my dad's pretty, his hearing is not the best, but, like, he hears this, like, humming. He's like, what the hell is that? It's like, is that coming from my house? So he goes inside, and it's on high. Dun, dun.
You have to turn that knob.
Yeah, turn that knob. And he doesn't turn it off at like a power strip or power cord. He turns the knob on and off, and the knob was all the way twisted.
And he had so he called me. He has no pets.
No pets.
Yeah.
No one else in the house, just him.
Yeah.
And he just went onto the front porch, and a couple minutes later, it was just like on. So he called me. He's like, but. And he just said what happened. I was like, well, sounds like you got a ghost. He's like, yeah, I'm gonna make sure my refrigerator's not like upside down or anything.
All the chairs are stacked up. But
yeah,
like,
so
you've known that for years. But yeah. I guess it's the first time he's noticing it.
No, he said that the TV used to turn on by itself like all the time. And I was like, what? And he's like, yeah, I told you that. I was like, no, you fucking did, because I wouldn't have been there. Yeah, apparently the TV, he'd be up in bed and he'd hear it because, like I said, his hearing's not great. So, like, he had the TV really loud. So, all of a sudden, the TV was playing, like, really loud downstairs. And he'd be like,
Yeah.
And you can blame old electric, but that knob had to turn.
Yeah, the knob had to turn. Like, it's not the electric that's happening.
Nope.
And we both have our necklaces on.
That makes me so happy! Me, I'm touching mine. Can you feel it?
Yes, I feel warm.
Our jeans unite!
East Coast,
that makes
West
me so
Coast.
Happy.
Fucking love you, bro.
Get some jelly, eat some toast. Yeah, I like our song.
Aw. And we're we both got our nose pierced at the same time.
Not yet.
You did.
Did I?
Yeah.
It sure looks real.
It does. It really does. Except
sometimes it feels real when I tighten it too much.
Yeah. I want to see if they say the same thing to you about when you first get it, because they told me I couldn't get a ring when I first got it pierced so it could heal right. Like, they want it to heal, and then I can get a ring.
Yeah, we'll find out. Yeah. I'm thinking that's probably the way they do it.
They're pretty classy about it, but I'm like, I want a ring. And they're like, well, it's better to for healing like this.
Yeah, I just have to make sure I go to like a trustworthy place. I was at the mall with Dylan's grandma and aunt yesterday, and his grandma was like, "Rosa, do you want to get your nose pierced while we're here?" And I was just like,
Claire's?
"That's so cute."
That
Yeah, it's
is
definitely
really
the
cute.
Claire's.
Yeah, that is
And a
really cute.
piercing pagoda, but they use
Okay.
like the like guns, like that.
Yeah,
Like, I don't even know.
that's not, there's like studies
Like,
that that's
turn of
not
the
good.
century shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like you, they
My
have
ear
to have,
piercings are crooked as fuck because of that.
yeah. They like,
Oh. I'm not wearing earrings. My ears are naked.
they're, you're naked.
My ears are
You're
naked.
the naked. I did tell you that it does hurt when they pierce it.
No, you didn't.
It does for a second. Like my eyes, I involuntarily like watered. Like it involuntary. My eyes
Okay.
cried. It wasn't me. It was my eyes. Just for a
These
second.
eyes.
They
These eyes have seen a lot of
crying.
things. I'll just bring some Ambisol and just numb my nose.
Okay.
You're not supposed to use that for that shit, but I do all the time.
That's just numbing, like numbing stuff.
Yeah. They used to advertise it for babies for teething, but then apparently someone put way too much on their baby's mouths and like the baby like choked or something. Like,
Well, 'cause yeah,
you know,
like
like if
it's
your mouth's
numb.
totally numb, like you drool and stuff and you don't
Yeah.
realize. So like now they don't market it to that. Now it's just like tooth pain. But like, see this paper cut? If I put
Yeah.
some Ambisol on there, it's not gonna hurt anymore.
Ever.
Ever.
And you look
Not
really
until the
cute.
Ambisol. Thank you.
Did you curl your hair for the occasion? Or did you curl it for the occasion earlier?
I curled it for multiple occasions.
Okay.
One, earlier. Two, you.
Hey,
Three,
girl.
we have actually four occasions. Three, I'm doing brunch with Julia tomorrow. And four,
Oh.
we have birthday dinner with his aunt tomorrow.
Okay, that's a lot of
I'm gonna
occasions.
milk these curls for all they're worth. Yep.
Oh my god, not four. So we got people in chat now. We got people,
Yeah, woo!
Yorkie UK. Hey, welcome. They said fat paper cut
Heyo!
that. I'm guessing you're from the UK. Question, is
Oh,
it
I
weird
got
to
paper
shave
cut right now.
my ass hair as a guy? No.
What
Do
about
your
ass
thing.
hair?
They want to know if it's weird to shave your ass hair. No. Shave
They're
whatever you
asking you
want.
that right now?
Yeah. Do whatever you
Oh, you
want.
do you.
Yeah.
You do you, boo.
Don't shave it if you don't want to.
It's
Like,
gonna itch though when it grows back.
yeah. So if you're planning like a little something and you want someone to look at your ass, like maybe for a special occasion, but like I know some girls wax it and it makes it.
The waxing will last longer
Yeah.
because you're ripping the whole hair out. So I've heard.
Oh.
But like, who wants to get their asshole waxed? Fuck.
Rosa, JC Sheesh says, girl on the right, what's a good male Tinder bio?
Me?
Yeah. So that's Rosa. Girl on the right is Rosa. She's got a name.
Hello. A good male Tinder bio? I feel like loving puppies and kittens is probably
Yeah, being a
done.
good dude or male Tinder, like, are you, I don't know, just be a good person?
I'd have to think about this one a little bit.
Okay,
Just
Yorkie.
be like, look, girl, I want to snuggle you in your jammies while we watch Netflix and no, you can't say Netflix and chill anymore, can you? Because that means doing
Yorkie, you get one
it,
more
right?
chance. If you say something like that again, you're blocked. Okay, so that's it.
Wait, what happened?
Thank you. Yorkie said something inappropriate to you. So,
What did he say?
something about putting his cock in your ass. But Noki is modding my
Ew.
channel right now.
Fucking gross.
Noki, Blake blocked him.
Is that the one that wanted to know about the waxing and the shaving
Yeah,
his asshole a
yeah.
little bit? Yeah, I
But
had a weird feeling about
JC
that
Sheesh,
person.
you better be good or else Noki will block you.
Is that the only other person we have on there?
Right now, yes.
Was that the person that asked about the Tinder bio?
Yes, I think,
I
yep.
don't think I'm a good person to ask.
No, JC Sheesh said, what's a girl? All right, thank you. Sheesh agrees that Yorkie was gross. Sheesh, be good. And we'll continue this podcast. We're talking about ghosts, so please be spooky, guys.
Ooh.
Don't be fucking gross.
Yeah, like I'm disturbed by that.
I'm here, but can't type. Hi, Raven. Thank you for being here. If you want to join us later and tell some ghost stories after, like, towards the middle, towards the end, Raven is, she's also got a podcast.
Oh.
Spirit Tarot? I don't have anything, Like, this is my first, my second stream in 3 years, so I don't have any, like, alerts or anything, but, Spiritaro, York UK is now following me, but he's blocked, so. I'm Lindsay, that's Rosa, and this is Creaky
Hi. Hello.
Floorboards!
I'm a little off because someone said weird shit in
Yeah,
the chat. That just
I guess I'm
thank you for
naive.
monitoring, Blake.
Yeah, thank you, Blake. That's the only when I used to stream like a couple years ago, the only weird shit I got, it was like they're trying to be mean to me, calling me like they said I don't look like a lesbian. I'm like, I never said I was or wasn't. I
The
kind of
fuck?
do, and people usually think I am. So like I love it. Like
Oh. I don't know, you look like yourself.
All right,
I'm prepared, asshole.
JC Sheesh, you're gonna get banned. You're gonna get banned. No, you can't say you're nice if you're gonna say that it's
What'd they
inappropriate.
say?
Hi, Lindsay. Lindsay, suck my flimsy willy. Sorry, it wasn't funny. Don't ban. I'm nice. No, please.
No, you're out.
You can't be nice and say shit like that. It won't happen again. No, are you? Thank
So
you.
we just turn comments off.
Well, that's the whole fun. Most of the people, like Raven, she's really cool. When she comes back. If you can come back, Raven, we'd love to like have you on and we could talk about ghosts and stuff. Thank you, Blake. Jesus Christ. Okay, so we lost two people because they're blocked now. I'm gonna need more
Two-thirds
wine
of our
soon.
audience is perverts. Cool, 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 cool.
This is why girls can't stream. This is why I stopped 2 years ago, 3 years ago.
Fucking nasty.
But I my If I had big boobs, maybe I'd make money, but no.
But then like I wouldn't I could work it. Like, why the fuck would I want to do that? I don't
Let
need
me
some
work it.
pervert fucking watching me. Put
Yeah,
my thing down, flip it in reverse, say it's turning to swing in.
to be fair,
Too fast.
some to be fair, some girls make a lot of fucking money. Like they make a living off of this. Just by chilling and talking to people. With a little bit of cleave. Little bit of cleave. And guys love that. Like, they don't have to do anything inappropriate. They just have to, like.
Well,
Yeah, nothing sexual. They just. Guys just are fucking thirsty as
I don't
shit.
know. I don't know. That makes me feel weird. I don't think I could do it.
Yeah, thank you, babe. Blake's
Yeah.
getting me more wine. Okay. Thank you for lurking and listening, Raven. And I really appreciate you. Please don't say sexual things to Rosa and I know you
Please.
won't.
Please. It'd be really chill if you didn't.
Yeah, no,
Like, keep your dick to
Raven's
yourself.
really
Thanks.
cool. We go back. We go way back. She's cool. Oh, and there's Molly in the background. Molly,
Molly!
look at that puppy butt. Puppy
Our
butt. Arf,
our most obedient listener.
Yes. And it's just really funny to see different kinds of people coming in because, like, I guess I look, oh, I'm not as feminine as most girls, and like, but you're really hot, so like, they see that on that side, and they're like, okay, thanks, babe.
My head looks like an eggplant. I'm
Are you
not.
kidding me? You're the sexiest eggplant I've ever seen. Thank you. Yeah, keep an eye.
Gonna make up my bio, the sexiest eggplant you ever see.
I love you. The sexiest X-player that I ever seen.
My God.
Blake showed me how I can do it too. How to bend
Cool. Good.
that.
Thank you, Blake. Appreciate
Thanks.
it.
Oh, Cybern's here. Cybern's gonna be nice to us, right? Right, Cybern? We know Cybern from, like, we met him when we drove cross-country. He's Blake's good friend.
Hi. Ooh, that was too much. Hello. How many listeners do we have, Lindsay?
Lynn Siles Bo Dildo 123 is now following.
I have a bad feeling
Me
about that
too.
one.
Let's see. You're on thin ice, dildo. we just no offense, dildo. We just had two people that were banned because they're thirsty as fuck. My girl right here is fucking sexy. No, yeah,
Stop.
Cybern, we just had two people that were being really inappropriate, so we had to ban. Noki helped me ban them. I know how to ban people myself now, so. We haven't even gotten to the ghost part. So if you're fucking spooky, let's get fucking spooky.
Let's get
Let's get
spooky.
spooky.
Ooh.
Rosa Parker tongue in me, please. No. What? These people are following me. And I don't think they're here for the ghost stories.
The people I want listening are people that are here for ghost stories and maybe a little bit of
Oh,
cats.
cats! Look at that bean. She is
I
so
gotta make a bed
beautiful.
then, but yeah, she's just chilling. Wait for it.
And turkey. Cat. That's the content we need. Cats and ghosts.
That's the content we need.
That's the content we
Influencers of fucking cats on unmade beds.
Hell yeah, as it
God,
should
they're
be.
so cute.
As it should be.
As it
So,
should be.
we've gotten some interesting things coming on. Okay. All right, so Sarban, you're here for the ghosts, not for the boobs. As always. All right, so I'm gonna get started. I'm gonna drag it out. We're gonna have like a lot of commentary during this whole thing. It's gonna be very
Yeah.
interactive. Very interactive
Okay.
stream. I'm taking a sip. Cheers.
Clink.
Blink. I don't know if it's frozen. Are you frozen? No, you're not. You're
He
okay.
said frozen.
Yeah, frozen.
I love that shit.
Okay, so this episode is about. It's gonna be about. And
It's
it's.
gonna bang
I'm
bang.
a.
Sorry.
I hear frozen,
I'll be
not
good.
too spooky. Siren, it is very spooky. Frozen is the
Hold on,
best.
hold on.
Oh, uh-oh. Is there cops?
I don't know what that was. It was like a minivan with a blinky light.
Ooh. Okay,
I'll keep
okay.
an eye on it. Look at
Siren,
neighbors.
is everything look okay? Video and audio. Is that all good? Right before I start the content, as Rosa peers out the window, looking for her long-lost husband out to war.
Oh, that's gonna leave a mark now.
Now you gotta clean the
God damn
windows
it.
again, and
Yeah.
this is your
Oh,
craft
man.
room.
Let me get my apron and my feather
Okay.
fucking duster.
Yeah,
Get
hell
fucking cleaning.
yeah. Get cleaning, girl. So, in honor of your upcoming road trip, we're gonna talk about Salem.
Oh,
Yeah! Salem, Massachusetts!
yeah! Salem, Massachusetts.
Massachusetts and the witch trials. So, a little bit of backstory. The witch hunts started fading from England in the 17th century, but they hit the New World, Salem, Massachusetts, in 1692/93. Is everything okay? Okay.
A little bit paranoid.
Yeah, if you see some lights and shit, just tell me to stop.
Oh, you'll just see my face disappear. I'll be like, "Justin, let me go."
Okay. So, some fun facts from Wikipedia. The youngest to be accused of witchcraft was Dorothy Good at age 4 to 5 years old. So,
No.
this was like the late 1600s, so the I guess like the data isn't that great because it said 4 to 5 years
Oh,
old, so
yeah,
I'm not sure. Maybe
forever
she,
ago.
yeah.
4 to 5 years old.
Yeah. And I think I saw something that she was accused of witchcraft, but as a 4-year-old accused her mother of witchcraft, because that last name is a very witchcraft like accused witchcraft name.
So
And
she
we'll
was
get.
accused, and she was like, "Nope, bit my mommy."
Yeah. And she's 4. Like I can't imagine like my niece. I would not take her seriously. Like my mom's a witch. It's like, oh no, honey. She just told you that
Right?
you can't have any more cookies or fries or
Yeah,
something.
exactly. Yeah, back then, I mean, I read The Crucible. They like believe shit that children would say. It's like, why are you doing this?
It's ridiculous. So, because you asked about the misogyny of all of this, 78% of those accused were women.
Well, I mean, otherwise it would be the wizard trials. Right?
Yeah. Well, there. So 78% were women, and then the rest were men that were put on trial.
So there were male witches?
Accused. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Because, according to Wikipedia, overall, the Puritan belief in prevailing New England culture was that women were inherently sinful and more susceptible to damnation than men were. Fuck off, patriarchy.
I like that.
Okay, so here we are, newly formed Massachusetts. Set the scene. We got the Puritan community hit by an epidemic of smallpox and fears of rivalry from other communities. So there's Salem Town, which is now present-day Salem, which is like the Eagleton to Pawnee. Pawnee,
Lindsay.
Yeah, my beautiful land mermaid. And just so you guys know, I'm Leslie Knope. She's Anne Perkins.
Anne Perkins.
Anne Perkins. So it's a rivalry between towns. Think Pawnee Eagleton rivalry.
Yeah.
There's tensions. And then there's tensions among neighbors in this town that we're in right now. So, and this led to resentment and accusations.
So neighbors hated each other? I feel that.
Yeah, because it's like the middle of a epidemic. Like, I mean, we're living through it right now.
Yeah, sometimes you're in the middle of a pandemic and you hate your neighbors.
It's hitting really close to home, huh?
He probably thinks I'm a witch. He invited me to come to his church last year, and I said,
"Did he really?
No.
Did he really? Mm-hmm. Oh, girl, he wants to burn you with a stake."
Yeah, he did. Yeah, and I said, "No, I'm good." So yeah, this is really.
Yeah.
Okay. Continue. Yeah. Sorry for interrupting.
Oh no! Always interrupt. Please and thank
Bye,
you.
Bye.
Okay. So Sydney. My cat scratched the chair. She just wanted attention. But then she
Sydney.
Ran away.
Sydney goes, I'm a witch!
Yeah, burn the witch! Burn the cat!
It's the fireworks.
Ooh, it's July 31st.
A little early for that.
Yeah, yeah. A little early or a little late?
In the evening, it's not even dark.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But also, July 31st.
Yep, there's another one.
Okay. So we're in 1692. Betty Paris, age 9, and her cousin Abigail Williams, age 11, began acting strangely, as children do.
Like puberty does.
Puberty children. So they were screaming, made weird sounds, contorted their bodies. The local doctor, William Griggs, diagnosed them with bewitchment, and they all ran with it.
They probably just invented gymnastics.
Yeah. They're just being
assholes.
Kids.
One of them did a cartwheel, and they're like, oh!
So the gymnasts... I have in my notes, I have a story about when I was in elementary school. So I tried to convince my friends that I saw a dude. Swear to God, there's a dude there. I know there wasn't a guy there, but I'm like, oh, you guys don't see him? Oh my god.
Oh, you're just messing with them?
Yeah, yeah. I just want to see if I could get them to believe me. Like, I did weird shit. Like, what was the weirdest shit you did?
Me?
Yeah. Anybody in chat, Cybran, Raven, as
the
a child.
The weirdest shit I did as a child?
Yeah, like.
I mean, I talk to myself a lot.
You're a witch.
Like, a lot.
Burn the witch.
I don't know, it's just weird in general. I can't think of one specific thing.
Okay. Okay.
I was always socially awkward.
Same. I feel that feel. And that's why when we got to college, we became best friends.
Besties.
Okay. So kids are weird. Soon, other girls in the village were doing similar behaviors, and then there started to be accusations. So, like...
Fucking tumble sets.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, these girls were starting a gymnastics
bands.
Club. Yeah. They're teaching their friends how to do all that shit.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. Now we're looking at Sarah Osborne, born Sarah Warren. She's an interesting woman. She challenged the Puritan lifestyle by marrying multiple times. She took her late husband's property, which was against property patterns. So, like, that land was supposed to go to her sons. And she took the property. Yeah. Because all men should get the property. But no, she wanted the property. She got the property.
Yeah.
But that was against social property patterns. And then now she's a social outcast. Ugh.
But at least she has property to be outcasted on.
Exactly. She was getting her money. So there's Sarah Osborne. And then there's Sarah Good. So that last name is the same last name as the 4-year-old.
Yeah.
Dorothy Goodside.
So this is maybe Dorothy's mommy?
Yeah, I think so. I'm pretty sure. I was looking at a bunch of different stuff. Most of the women accused were also social outcasts. And they do not follow social norms. So if you were like anything different, oh, you can see Cindy. Cindy's now, she's good. Cindy, hi.
Gosh, I'm so sorry. I keep
No, it's
yawning. I don't know
okay.
why. I'm
You're so
not even that
sleepy.
tired. It just keeps happening.
You're just excited. I think
Yeah.
that's what's it. What's up?
So it was the outcasted women.
Yeah, so like anybody that were not doing everything their husband said, like anybody who wanted to be different. Like you haven't seen Fear Street, right? Do you want to? It's really
You can
good.
tell me what happens if that's what you're worried
Okay.
about. I'm
Okay.
never gonna see it,
'Cause
let's be
the
honest.
last there's a 3-part series,
Oh, okay.
and the last episode is takes
Ow.
place in 1666, and it's the witch trial, like a witch trial type of thing, and the girl was accused of being a witch because she was gay, and they she her and the pastor's daughter were caught kissing, and then they were and then stuff like stuff started happening, like plants started dying and like their crops failed and some of the livestock were dead. So they accuse her of being a witch because she's different.
Unbelievable.
So that's a lot. I guess that's very similar to what people were accused for here.
Yeah.
So Sarah and Tituba were the other accused. I feel like you've heard of those two names. I feel like we've all heard of those two
I
names.
have. Yeah. For sure.
So Tituba was the, I think she was the only one that who that confessed during that time, but this was during days of interrogation. Like they were held for days,
Yeah.
and anybody who listens to true crime podcasts, like confessions, like what's it called? There's a specific name for like confessions that were like taken out of you because you're tired and you're like you've been there for so
Just want it to
long.
be over, so
Yeah,
you're like,
yeah.
fine, sure, whatever. Yeah.
Exactly.
Let me
It
sleep.
could,
Yeah.
yeah, it could be like that, but since it was in
Yeah.
the 1600s, I don't think we'll ever know. And her confession caused the hysteria to spread to the rest of Massachusetts. So
Huh.
then all of Massachusetts is like, oh my God, witches, blah blah blah. And the first to be hung after being accused was Bridget Bishop. And then I found I there was a bunch of different numbers. The highest number I found was 150. That were a total of people hanged, hung.
And that's a lot. The
Yeah.
population wasn't anything close to what it is now. Like, that was a
Exactly.
lot. That was
Yeah.
like a majority of their fucking village.
Exactly. Like, this is a colonial, like, they're trying to set up
Yeah.
camps, like,
Yeah.
there's not many people. So,
No.
Bridget Bishop, she was the first to be hung. She was known for her gossip and flirty behavior.
So killer, that makes sense, right?
Yeah. She's a fucking flirt. Oh my God. She made
There's
my
such a bitch. Let's hang her.
she made my husband but she made my husband look at her. Fuck her. She's hexing us. And she also married multiple times after being widowed.
Okay.
Because it was colonial times. Like there's no
Yeah.
divorce, but they died. So,
Ooh. Oh, so they just kept croaking?
yeah. So
That's a bad look.
that's also why they thought she was doing it.
I feel like even nowadays people would be
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
this is your fifth one.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So she was also known to wear exotic clothes and bright colors,
Oh.
and ran two taverns with her then husband, who ended up turning on her and saying she praised the devil. So her husband turned on her, I guess, because he was getting like, oh yeah, ooh, witches.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
Joe Schmo was probably like, hey, what's up with your wife? She's wearing like red today. You gotta
yeah,
wear
and she's making me
black,
look at
blue,
her.
and
Your wife's making me look at
yeah,
her.
dad ass. I can't
Yeah.
not.
Yeah, it's she's a witch. I can't stop looking at her butt.
And the husband's like, Joe Schmo, it's her. It's
Yeah.
definitely her.
And
You can't
like,
control your eyes, Joe Schmo.
yeah, exactly. And she bewitched me. I'm married to a witch. Like he should have been questioned too. I don't know. I don't know. So this shit only lasted a little while. The trials themselves only lasted 3 months. It super dramatic 3 month like insanity. Like
Yeah.
everybody's a witch.
Grab your torch and pitchfork.
So in the beginning I said it started around 1692. By 1697, the Massachusetts General Court declared the Salem witch trials a tragedy and ordered the day of fasting to atone for the people put to death. So by then they were like, we fucked
Within
up.
5 years, they were like, we might have, guys, we might have fucked up. 5 years? Fucking bonkers.
They're like, ooh, like not even like maybe 10, 15 years, or just like immediately like, we fucked up, bro.
Yeah. We all listen to Joe Schmo. Wow. I'd be pissed as shit if that's the way I went out.
That's fucked up. Like, and like in going back to Fear Street, so there was a witch, but it wasn't her. It wasn't the girl accused. It was, of course, a dude, of course, and he
Of
framed her.
course.
Yeah, he pretty much framed her.
Cool.
He was like, I love you, and then she was like, I'm not cool with this because you're killing people with witchcraft.
Oh.
Because, like, they were
So
like,
she turned him down and he was
yeah,
like,
well, they were really good friends, and, like, I think, like, they were supposed to be married, but, like, they were really comfortable. Like, they were, like, really good friends, and she came out to him, basically. She's like, hey, there you think I'm a witch because I'm gay. Now this is gonna be a Fear Street podcast now. I love it so much.
So much.
It's really good, but there was a witch. It wasn't her though. Spoilers. Spoilers. Should have said that before.
Alert. That's okay. In 30 seconds, I'm gonna forget the name of the show anyway.
Fear Street. Fear Street. It's actually really good. Like, it's a little gory, but you might like it. It's like very 90s vibes. Like, it's by R.L. Stine. Do you like Goosebumps?
Oh, no. It was scary. I wasn't into that. I was a Rugrats kid. And
You're
after Rugrats, I was an As Told by Ginger kid, so.
that those were good shows.
And fucking Zoe 101 was my
Oh,
shit!
fuck Jamie Lynn, but that was a good show. It was
Yeah, she is
so
not here
bad.
for Britney, and I am really
No,
upset about it.
exactly. But that show, she was a kid, so basically, whatever, back then.
Whatever.
So now, all right. First, let's look at our Halloween costumes.
Oh God.
So this is Rosa and I, Halloween costumes.
I was in first grade. I was a princess.
How do I bring this up? Okay, so I'm going to. This is. Alright, let me see if I can. I can't. Oh, I can make it bigger. Okay, so I'm going to. How do I.
How do I live without you?
I don't know if that's. Okay, so you can kind of see Rose's Halloween costume.
It was green, and I was a princess, and my crown was made out of like foam.
Oh, there we go. I can zoom in. Okay. Oh, that's so cute. That was
Oh.
so cute. Full
Yeah.
Halloween costume. Aw.
It's pretty cute.
You're very cute. And I was obsessed with witches. So.
I love the difference. I'm like a princess and you're
Yeah.
a
So.
witch.
This is my Halloween.
Wanna see yours. I'm gonna open up the Twitch stream so I can
Okay.
see it.
Oh, look at my like athletic shoes.
Well, of course,
Of course.
You had to wear
So,
the athletic shoes
yeah,
so you
I
don't
was
trip
a
in the hallway.
witch
Look at this.
for
Oh,
years.
you're so cute.
I was a witch for years. For years and years. And look at those bangs. Ugh.
So good.
So good. And then I went to Salem, Massachusetts. Oh, also, I found this witch, like this person dressed up as a witch, and I loved her. I loved her.
When I went to Disney last year and the before times and Universal, I rode on Hagrid's motorbike Ooh. And I had the motorbike, and in the passenger's, like, little sidecar, there's this woman that was dressed up like a witch, like, so good. And she was just, like, there by herself. It was, like, her 30th birthday. Oh, and she was, like, living her best life.
I love that.
And she was so great. I, like, wanted to be friends with her.
Oh. This woman, it's very plastic. Her features are very plastic. Mm. One more picture I found. One more. Here we go. This is when I went to Salem. I was so obsessed with Salem that my grandma bought me, like, the dress and the bonnet.
Yes, me and my brother, I love it.
Me and my brother getting water from the well.
Oh my gosh.
So when you go to Salem, you should gotta get this. Gotta get the outfit going on. Gotta get the bonnet.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, okay. So, now let's talk about, oh no, do you want to charge it?
I can't undo earbuds at the same time.
Okay.
I have, according to my phone, I have until 11 p.m., but I don't believe it. I just want to let you know. Okay. It was like 3/4 full when we started.
Yeah, okay.
Whatever.
Let's just go quickly through the reasons why people...
I mean, not quickly. I don't want to rush it.
Okay.
I just want to let you know.
Okay. Hey, Jess! Hey! Jess is cool. She's not going to be a perv.
Yeah, please don't be gross.
Yeah, we just banned two people a little bit ago. Because it's gross shit. But thank you for coming by, Jess. We're going through some Salem, Massachusetts witch stuff.
Yeah.
We have a podcast, Rosa and I. It's called Creaky Floorboards.
Creaky
We wanted to do a live stream. And...
This is it.
I'll try not to be... Yeah, Jess can be a perv if she wants to. No, she's going to be nice. She'll be nice about it. She's not going to be, like, gross. Or is she? So, we just went through the history of the Salem witch trials, and now we're going to go through the reasons why people were accused of being witches.
Number one, gymnastics.
Actually, reason number one is being sarcastic.
Oh, I'd be so fucked. Are you
serious? Yeah, yeah. So, this is from sparknotes.com.
I love sparknotes. Got me through many essays. Yeah.
So, reason number one, being sarcastic, John Willard, the constable, he was responsible...
The constable!
He was responsible for making arrests, and he brought in a staggering number of obviously not witches. Eventually, he threw up his hands and said with great mockery, "Hang them all, they're all witches." And then the town responded with, "Well, that sounds like something a witch would say." And Willard was promptly executed.
What? Oh, shit. Okay, fuck that guy. He got what was coming to him.
Yes.
All right.
Okay, reason number two. You didn't hear the question.
Again, I'd be screwed. I ask people to repeat things all the time.
Yes. So we would all be witches and we'd all be put to death. So... Rebecca Nurse, at 71, was one of the oldest people accused of witchcraft in Salem.
71? Oh, yeah. Poor sweetheart.
Yeah. And she, like, at 71 in the 1600s, that's super old.
Like, that's the equivalent of, like, 200 yes. now.
So they straight up asked her if she's a witch, and she failed to respond because she's old and slightly deaf, and she literally just didn't hear them.
Oh my god. Shit. That's sad.
Reason number three. Slamming the church door.
If you slam the church door.
Sarah Cloyce had heard of closing the goddamn door. The problem is the door in question was a church door and she was allegedly shutting it with the devil's steady hand.
I got nothing.
And anybody in chat, if you want to sound off. Are you already a witch at this point, everybody? Jess, Blake, Cybrin, Raven. Are you a witch at this point? Are you accused of being a witch in the 1600s at this point? Because I pretend I don't hear the question a lot when I'm at work, because I work outside, or and the people are like, "Sir, sir," and I'm like, "They call me sir. I don't have to answer."
Oh my God, I can't fucking believe that. You're clearly a woman. I
Yeah,
just,
but
whatever.
I wear Blake's old pants. I was a witch then, and
Yeah.
I'm a witch now. Hell yeah, Raven. But would you be accused as a witch in the 1600s? Like, did you slam the door? Did you not hear the question? And then they're like, "Oh, she didn't answer our question."
Like, I never hear people. Like, I have so many fucking thoughts and voices going on in this head all the time that you say something, I'm like, what? Because, like, I am pre I have like five different songs, lyrics going on in there. I'm thinking about a project that you can't just come at me with a
No.
question.
You're woodworking, you're cricketing, you're getting stuff done, you're mowing the
Are you
lawn.
printing some shit?
Yeah.
Never. Fuck
No.
mowing the lawn.
Oh, you're weeding,
Hard
your
no.
garden, your garden.
Yeah,
It's a
no,
hard no, boys.
I mowed the lawn once.
What? You
One
mowed
time, it
it?
was like 2 months ago, and it was 80 degrees out, and I thought I was gonna die. It was just awful.
Raven said, "I have opinions and sarcasm in droves. As soon as I learned to speak, they would have had me pressed." Oh.
Yeah.
I'm glad you were a witch in this day and age and not in the 1600s. And also, it probably smelled so fucking bad back then.
Oh, could you
I
imagine? I
don't
can't
want to.
imagine.
Like,
Just throwing their piss and shit into the street.
I know
Goddamn chamber pots.
I can be
Ugh.
stinky. Sometimes I don't shower for a couple days, but they didn't have showers back then.
They
They
didn't
had
have showers and they
no.
literally pooed in a chamber pot
Yeah, and
and just
they're
like pooped it under their bed till the morning and then threw it out the
exactly.
window.
Yeah, and like the cleanliness, like you know they splashed that shit around. You know they did.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah. Okay, reason number four.
Yeah. I don't even know if they
Live.
used toilet paper.
They probably didn't. I
What's
don't
number
know.
four?
Lifting something heavy is number four, but I don't know when they invented toilet paper, because I don't think they
It
had
definitely
that.
wasn't invented yet. They probably had like a poo cloth or something that just had shit all over it. God damn. So lifting something heavy.
So, according to this one, George Burroughs lifted up a really heavy musket. And that's why they accused him of witchcraft.
Like a gun, like a musket.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Okay, reason number five. This one's fun.
Okay.
I've never done this, but like it's a thing we could do. It's called making a witch cake. So a
I've
witch
made
cake.
like funfetti.
I don't, no.
Make that shit all the time.
Oh, Raven said splinterless toilet paper was not a thing until the early 1900s.
Thank you, Raven.
Fuck. Fuck.
Splinterless. Ooh. Can you
Ow.
imagine getting a splinter in your ass? That'd be
Like,
awful.
and you don't have a co like the doctors in the 1900s are like, "Take some cocaine and let me take your blood," like bloodletting and shit. Like,
Here's a leech. Put this leech on your forehead for like
There's no
a day and a half.
cleanliness. Yeah, and they're like, "Okay, you had a baby. I'm not washing my hands or anything. I'm gonna put my everything is just
Everything.
contaminated.
A aseptic
Everything."
technique did
Yeah.
not
There
exist.
was no aseptic technique. We did we
No.
did aseptic technique. It was not a thing in the 1900s.
They didn't have any. They have a fucking Bunsen burner in there. All right.
No. Yeah. Okay,
What
so
was the
a witch cake. So
last one? Yes, tell me
oh
about this funfetti cake.
the witch
Tell me
cake
of this, please.
is made from the urine of somebody thought to be a victim of witchery. And then this was then fed to an innocent dog, an act said to cause pain to the witch in question, thus outing them to the public. And then Sparknotes had some sarcasm right here. The greatest leap of logic ever committed on historical
Okay,
record.
so I cast some witchy spell on you, and then I steal your pee,
Yeah. No,
and then
no.
I give it to Molly.
No, so you cast a spell on me. I think it's you, so I take your pee.
Oh, my pee.
I take your
Oh,
pee, and
okay.
then I feed it to my dog in a cake, and then you are in pain, and I'm like, that's how we
I would be in
know.
pain.
Yeah, that's how we know you're the witch. That's how we know.
That is some of the craziest shit I've ever heard.
Did they?
Oh my god.
Okay, so what's wild, or so I'm just going to read from the Spark Notes. What's wild is that the person who took the fall for the witch cake, Tituba, wasn't even the one who started it. A neighbor said, here's how we find the witches. And Tituba, a slave girl, was like, okay, sure. And then the town said, presumably, to the gallows with this hell woman. Post haste.
Oh my god, she was set up.
Yeah, yeah, it's fucked up. Reason number six.
Oh god, it keeps going. Okay, yeah. Okay.
Oh no, we have 10. We have 10.
Oh, okay. I'm ready. Give me 6.
So, number 6 is someone claimed to have seen a flock of birds land on your head one time.
Oh my god. Well, that fucking happens all the time. I had some crows up there. Cardinals. There might be one in there now.
Oh shit. Oh, shake it out a little bit. Shake it out.
Did you see that fly out? Yeah. Oh my god.
Your cats are going crazy. Oh my god, they see the birds! Turkey! Turkey cannot be more relaxed than he is right now.
No, Beanie was so relaxed before, like, one of her eyes was half open and she was still sleeping.
They're the sweetest babies ever. You can see my. Oh, or the sun. This is Sydney. Anybody new to the stream? This is Sydney. She's curled up. She likes to be with her mother. She hates everything. She hates everybody, everything. I've been married to my husband for a while. We've been living together for 4 years. They still fight. They just can't get along.
Not while you're around anyway.
No, yeah, it's not for lack of trying. Blake gives her treats and he's just like, Sydney.
Aw, poor Blake. Like, he tries.
Yeah, and Sydney's like, fuck you, you're not my real dad. I'm like, Sydney, I adopted you.
Then you have to have that whole conversation with her.
I had her. I gave birth to my children.
Could you imagine?
So much hair.
I totally have kids, but it was going to be a cute kitten. And you get these aliens.
I'd rather adopt, honestly. I don't want that. Yeah.
All right. What was 7?
Number. Oh, wait, no. 6 is the birds landing on your head.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Flock of birds.
Apparently, they did land on Martha Corey's head, so we cannot conclusively say that a flock of birds did not land on Martha Corey's head.
Well, she probably had food in her hair or something. Yeah.
Or yeah, like she's working in the corn and the birds.
Yeah,
like
she's
corn.
Working in the fields, busting her ass, and they're like,
yeah, you've seen seagulls.
Care for my nest.
You've seen seagulls. Those shit. Yeah. They'll fuck you up.
Seagulls don't fuck around.
Okay, reason number 7 is something me and you would be immediately sentenced to death for.
Okay.
Laughing at how stupid the Salem Witch Trials were.
Ooh, back then, though, I wouldn't.
Yeah.
Now?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, you know, I don't even know if I can laugh the stupidity of the people, but not the people that died. That's sad. And back then, I wouldn't be laughing. I'd be so fucking scared.
Yeah. Yeah, because, like, you could be accused for anything. So, Susanna Martin...
Oh, yeah,
they'd
look at me and be like, whoa, look at her huge-ass unibrow. She's a witch. And I'd be like,
There were no tweezers back then. There were, like, shit,
no.
Like, me too. And, like, everything needs to be tweezed. We would be witches because of our brows. But Susanna Martin was accused of witchcraft because her presence was causing people to have fits.
Okay.
Susanna laughed at the accusation, and she died for it.
Wow.
Yeah.
She's like, Susanna.
Like, she's like, Susanna, don't you cry for me. Reason number 8. Your child said so. So this is where I saw that. Sarah Good.
Oh my god.
Sarah
Your
Good.
Your kid said so.
Her 4-year-old. Sarah Good was ratted out by her 4-year-old daughter that I talked about earlier. Now this is pretty ridiculous. And she's 4.
Yeah.
I can't imagine like my niece saying, hey, she's a witch, and then we put her mom to death. Like, I don't... Okay.
So stupid.
Reason number 9, having an unfavorable personality. So...
in high school, I was not well accepted.
Same. We would be murdered in high school. We wouldn't have got past high school, Rosa.
Oh, I'd be like, no. She's fucking weird.
I was the bad weird. Like, I wasn't, like, a good weird in high school. I'm a good weird now.
I didn't understand my weirdness. Yeah. Now I can, like, mold it a little bit.
Being a female teenager fucking sucks.
Yeah.
So many fucking rules.
I just want to, like, listen to My Chemical Romance all day and cry in my room. Like, I just have feelings all the time.
Yeah. People are mean. Anyway. So, Rachel Clinton she was unpopular in Salem. She was impoverished, basically divorced, and given to sometimes shouting things at people in the streets. Same, Rachel, same. So, she was deemed suspicious.
Okay.
And then, allegations involved Rachel hunching her elbow at people in public. I think that's just what it is. Like, get away from me.
I think my niece did that. I'm pretty sure my niece used to, I'm gonna fight you. That, yeah.
That's cute. It's cute.
She was, like, 3. That was, like, yeah.
Yeah, a 3-year-old doing it is cute.
Rachel doing it is not cute.
I guess not. I guess she was, like, people were uncomfortable, so they killed her for it. Last but not least, reason number 10. You got into an argument with someone, and then later on, something bad happened to them.
Well, shit.
So this was the basis for a number of arrests in Salem.
Yeah.
Elizabeth Howe's family accused her, and they said they rejected her request to join their church, and then one of their cows died.
Fucking cow died. That shit happens all the time.
Right?
Like, I thought, like, something had to happen, like, directly to the person. Like, we're just saying, like, literally anything in your life could go awry for, like, a day.
Yeah.
Or, like, a second.
Yeah. Like, anytime. Okay. Anytime after. If you had an argument in public and people saw it and then something happened later on to you, it's her fault.
Oh my god. So, like, we have an argument in public and later on I'm like, I have a paper cut. They're like,
yeah.
That bitch did it. Yeah. Mm-mm. Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
Yeah. So. Go on.
No.
I will not. I will not.
I will not.
You've seen Hocus Pocus, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I got some stuff for
Stallone.
Yes.
And
yes.
Now you're mine. Yeah.
Like, we all want to be what's her name?
Winnie?
Winnie. We're all Winnie, but we all want to be Sarah. You know?
Okay, hold on. What's the redhead's name?
Winifred.
Oh, that's Winnie. What's the girl with, like, the dark brown hair?
Winnie. And then
it's Winifred, Winnie, and Sarah?
Oh, wait, no. Winifred.
Help us, people in chat.
Yeah, it's Winifred and Sarah, and then the one that rides the... What'd you say?
The vacuum.
Betty. Yeah, the vacuum. All right, I'm Googling it.
Me and my sisters would play, and I think I always ended up being Winifred.
Mary Sanderson.
Mary.
Yes,
okay.
Yes. Raven said it as soon as I looked it up. Thank you, Raven. So it's Sarah Sanderson. Like, come on, why would you name your kid Sarah Sanderson? Then Winifred, and then Mary. We all want to be Sarah, but we're all Mary. Sometimes we're Winifred. Sometimes we're Winifred, if we're lucky.
Can we talk about the convenience factor of, like, riding a vacuum around, though? Just plug that shit in, do your chores, and off you go.
Hell
like,
yeah. Back in the day, all you had was brooms.
All you had.
So they
didn't
know.
Have the Hoovers and and the Bissells.
So, all I have left is some Salem facts about filming from Hocus Pocus.
Ah, I'm listening.
Okay, so you'll be visiting Salem. According to BuzzFeed, the Witch House is the only building you can visit in Salem that has a direct connection to the witch trials of 1692.
The only one?
Yeah. It's the only one still standing. So when you go,
Okay, yeah, that's reasonable. If they had like a whole city block of witch houses,
Yeah.
like.
Yeah, like original, like OG.
I'm glad I still have one.
Yeah. So, yeah, because it's from 1692. That's a fucking long time ago. This building is now a museum. It's a self-guided house tour, and it's only $9. That's very reasonable. And this house was once the house of Judge Jonathan Corwin, who had been called to investigate the claims of witchcraft.
Is that the one that died? That they were, well, clearly it did. It was like 300 years ago, but like,
Yeah, he did
was
die.
he the one that they were like, on secondhand, we think you're the witch?
I don't think so. Hang on, let me.
Oh, okay.
I
Different guy.
closed it out, yeah.
Oh, sorry. Don't worry about it. I don't
Okay.
think it is him.
I don't think it's that guy. Or could it be?
Or is it?
Or is it? Let me just open it up real quick. Boop.
There it is.
John Willard was the one. Turkey, handsome boy. So it was John Willard, but this one is Jonathan Corwin.
Okay.
And Hocus Pocus was filmed on multiple locations around Salem. This includes Pioneer Village for the opening scene,
Okay.
Allison's house, which
I love the
is,
opening scene.
yeah.
Is that a real house?
It's called Robes Mansion.
Oh my God, can you tour it?
I think so. Hang on, let me look it up.
Oh
Robes
my God.
Mansion.
When I was a kid, there was something so satisfying about like when he'd walk in and like they'd put their hands in that jar of like candy.
Yes.
Like
Oh.
those chocolate bars and the plasticky sound of it. I don't know. I just want to walk in there and put my hands in a ball of candy. I doubt it's there still.
It's much smaller. It looks much smaller.
Oh.
It looks bigger in the movie. The Robes Mansion is located at 318 Essex Street. What do you call them, Max? Yabos? So, all right, I'm gonna share this on the stream. Let me see if I
Okay.
can get it.
Ah.
So this is the house. It looks much smaller than it does in the movie. Do you see it?
I'm working on it.
Do you want me to send you a picture on text? Okay.
Yeah, it does look a little smaller, I guess.
And then this is the actual house that Max and Danny live in. This looks,
Oh, man.
yeah.
That cool little bell tower on the top. Always
Yeah.
love that.
Yeah. Yeah, so there's another side of it. This is 4 Ocean Avenue, Salem, Massachusetts. You could always go look.
Okay.
It looks smaller in the pictures than it
Oh,
does
I don't care. I'm gonna go see it.
Okay. Oh, so this is the mansion. Okay. It looks the same, but I think it's just decorated differently, maybe. I think.
Yeah, it was all like spooky and,
Yeah.
you know.
This is the town hall. Oh, the town hall looks like this, but then in the movie it looks like this.
Gotcha.
Yeah, the movie makes it look bigger.
Yep.
And that's a cemetery. And then there's these guys. You
And
guys are
I gotta
these
plug my
guys.
phone in.
Okay. Oh, and
I'm gonna
then.
have to go on speaker. I don't know if it'll work, so.
Okay.
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 I could hear myself,
Ignore yourself.
but I'll try to ignore it.
Okay. Sorry.
No, it's okay. So this is Pioneer Village, where Thackeray Biggs's house is.
Oh.
And this is the elementary school. It's Max and Allison's high school. Ooh. Oh, you're definitely gonna have to visit all these places.
Yeah.
Is McGee on NCIS? I never saw that. I gotta look that up. Raven said Thackeray is McGee on NCIS.
I thought his name was Zachary.
Thackeray.
Oh, shoot. I had his name wrong all this time.
Oh, wow. He's older there. That makes sense, because he grew up.
Yeah, they do that.
Yeah. He's always going to be the boy with the flowy shirt. So there's also a life-size replica of Winifred Sanderson at the Monster Museum Count Orlok's Nightmare Gallery.
Alright, that sounds awesome.
So that's what you gotta visit.
All the things. Point you.
The cemetery is reportedly haunted, and I do believe that at least one of the victims of the witch trials is buried there. He was pressed to death on the site from what I've... Oh my goodness! That's awesome. Did you hear that? You want me to read it again?
Yeah, could you say it again? Okay. I couldn't hear you.
Raven said, the cemetery is reportedly haunted, and I do believe that at least one of the victims of the witch trials is buried there. There was talk of moving him, but he was pressed to death on the site, from what I've heard. That's amazing.
Pressed to death?
Like, stoned, I think. Pressed to death means stoned. I think. Pressed to death. Oh, it varies greatly from place to place. While I look this up, do you have any more ghost stuff to say, Rosa?
I don't. I'm out. I just had the thing about my dad's fan turning on by itself.
That was a good update. I really like that.
I'll keep you updated.
Yeah, keep me updated. I wanted to hear more about Christina's parents' house.
We should try to maybe do this again with her.
Yes. Hopefully she went to her parents' house for a little bit and got more ghost stories.
Hopefully. Yeah.
Raven said it's where they pile more and more stones on the person until they're crushed by the weight of the stones, in this case. That's what I thought. Okay. That's what I imagined. Raven, do you hear the echo? Is it really bad? I just want to make sure it's not bad. It doesn't sound that bad anymore.
Okay. I lowered my volume.
Okay. Is it really bad, Raven?
Is it?
I don't know yet.
I mean, I could put my headphones back in and we could wrap up.
No, you can still understand both of you. Okay. So, I mean, it's been an hour. I think that's good.
Okay. This was fun.
It was really fun. And we definitely should do it again.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
I know people were monitoring gross comments.
Yes, thank you.
For listening and commenting. And commenting good stuff.
Yeah, good stuff. Yeah. And let's do this again maybe in like a couple weeks.
Okay.
I'm still traveling for work, so it's been really hectic. I'd like to make this a weekly thing, but we'll see.
Okay.
We'll talk about it. We'll shop it. And I really enjoy having you guys all here. Suggestions. I'll put all the stuff, our Twitter, email. If you have any suggestions on topics, let us know. Thank you for watching, everybody.
Thank you.
And thank you, Raven. Raven, did you want to hop in? And like talk ghost.
If she can't this time, maybe next time
okay.
if we do this.
That's fine. You all have your mic. That's fine. Let's take a break. Let's take a 10-minute break. Is that okay, Rosa? We'll do 10 minutes and then come back.
Sure. That I just have to get my phone charged. It was like plummeting. I don't know why.
Probably because like... It's probably because of the video. Okay.
So yeah, we could. We'll see how George did it.
Okay. Let's. I'm gonna go pee. We'll come back in 10 minutes.
Bye.
Thank you.
Summer's here, it's time to grill and chill. And Stater Brothers Market's full-service meat counter has all the best cuts, quality, and selection. And when you're done grilling, chill with ice-cold drinks, fresh-cut fruit, and dessert. Grill and chill all summer long with Stater Brothers Markets. Summer's here, it's time to grill and chill. And Stater Brothers Market's full-service meat counter has all the best cuts, quality, and selection. And when you're done grilling, chill with ice-cold drinks, fresh-cut fruit, and dessert. Grill and chill all summer long with Stater Brothers Markets.
Ah, the sounds of Angry Orchard hard cider. Natural.
Rosa? Okay, I think Rosa is going to bed. Raven, if you still want to hop in, I'd love to have you on. If not, we can do it next time. It's up to you. I don't know if I have you on Discord. Yeah, you're in Nokia's. Okay, let me try to find you. Love you, babe. No, I'm just trying to find her. We can do, if you want to hop in Twitch stream, or hop in any of the chats, and then I'll drag you in on Nokia's Discord. Hi.
Hello, how are you?
Good, how are you? Yeah, I think Rosa is done for the night. I haven't heard from her.
But well, she was in trouble with her phone charging.
Yeah. But she's very tired, she said. So I think let's just do like a little bit of a ghost story, and then we can call it from here.
Sure,
yeah.
Sure.
Thank you for hopping in, and it's really nice to talk to you again.
I know, right?
Mm-hmm.
Have so, you what been? Kind of ghost story you want to hear? What do you?
Any. I'm excited about anything.
Anything.
Any ghost story.
Well, I mean, I have a lifetime of them, so. There's always my first experience with spirits when I was a kid. There's when I went to visit Moundsville. There's when I worked in a haunted psychiatric unit.
Yes. you want to, I don't know, what is calling to you right now? Like, what is your thing that you want to say right now? Is there one story?
No, there's not just one. I'm so.
Okay. let's do the first one then. Let's start from the beginning.
First one?
Yeah.
Okay. So everybody have their box of Kleenex ready because this is a tearjerker. Okay. So how sort of, and we didn't realize this was a true experience until later, but I'll try to give the short version of all of this. But just before my fourth birthday, my parents bought me a swing set. So we're talking like a week before.
Okay.
And we lived in rural Western Pennsylvania at the time. And so the whole week before my birthday, I'm out playing on the swing set. Every time I go out to play on the swing set, and mind you, this is the early 80s, so I was not as supervised or attended because
it was you the 80s. Supervise.
Yeah, it was the 80s. I could have trekked the countryside and nobody would care.
Yeah, they would have been like, oh, where is she a couple days later?
Exactly. So I would come running in. My mom would be in the kitchen doing the dishes, wherever. I'm like, Mom, there's this woman in the attic window. I'm like freaking out. There's somebody in our house, right?
Yeah.
And my mom's like, no, there's not. No. Go back out and play. Like, you bother me, kid. Go.
Aww.
And my mother does not believe in ghosts whatsoever. So I keep doing this, and finally my mother gets exasperated because I've been doing this for days now. And she's like, not only...
Hang on. Oh.
Hi.
Hey. Can you hop into... do you have Noki's Discord? So we can all... Hey, Raven, sorry. Rosa just called me, and I'm trying to figure out how to get both everybody in the same thing.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I want us all to hear the story, because so far, I really love it. And Where is she? All right. Let me just call her and tell her. Okay. Sorry about this.
It's all good.
It's been a couple years since I streamed.
I have not streamed in years either.
No. Alright, I'm gonna send her the Discord. Noki.
Hello?
Rosa!
Hi.
Okay. All right. We're all in here. I was trying to figure out how to invite you back. Okay. Raven's got a good ghost story.
All right. So this is, to catch Rosa up, this is my first experience that I can remember spirits when I was a kid. We're at a week before my fourth birthday. So playing on the swing set, come in, tell my mother this woman's in the attic window. After a couple of days of this, she is fed up. And she's like, no, there is nobody in the attic window. Not only is there nobody there, but there's not even an attic window.
Oh.
Mind you, when I am on the swing set, swinging, facing the house, clear as day, I see a window in this woman, right? So, of course, I fail to tell my mother this further. Like, I keep seeing this woman the whole week. And I just stopped telling my mom, like, it just because my mother yelled at me that it's not there.
Yeah.
I did not stop seeing it. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So rural Pennsylvania, you burned your garbage. And we had this nice cinder block pit where garbage was burned.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we lived in the country. So there was a gravel road, like behind the burn pit was a hill, and a gravel road ran across the top of it. And it went back into even further into BFE. And with other houses back there.
Mm-hmm.
So we're a couple days before my fourth birthday now, and my mom is supposed to take my grandma to get a heart monitor taken off at the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom says to me, do you want to go with us, or do you want to stay here and play on your swing set while your dad burns garbage in the burn pit, which was directly next to my swing set. This is important.
Oh.
So I said, well, obviously, I'm going to stay and play on the swing set, right?
Mm-hmm.
So my grandfather pulls up in their car for my mom to come out and then switch over because he didn't like to drive. And they live right up the road from us. So he came down to get my mom to drive them. And my mom was about to get in the car. And I'm standing on my tiptoes at the back door. The screen was only in the top part of the back door. And so I'm on my tiptoes so I can see out the screen, which then meant my hand just naturally was on the latch of the back door.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel this push from behind that has enough momentum that my hand pushes the latch and the door just starts to open. And I don't know why, but I just went with it. And so I walk my little self to the car. Mm-hmm. And my mom's like, what are you doing? So my mother thought I was batshit crazy from a young age. Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'm going with you. And she's like, whatever, get in the car. And this is back in the day before car seats and things like, you know, this is the 80s.
Yeah.
You just threw the kid in the car, on the car, around the car, and went,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It's comfortable. So comfortable.
Right. So we're at the hospital, and my mom realizes that she forgot something at home. So she takes me to go find a payphone. Yes, I know. I'm old.
Yeah. So, it was the 80s. It was, yeah. We were right right after that. So, like, we kind of get it.
Yeah. So... I only hear my mother's side of the conversation. And from this side of the conversation, I hear my mother saying, who's this? You're in my house. You're answering my phone. Who's this? Here, it was a medic from Lifelight. They had landed a helicopter in the backyard because when my father lit the garbage, someone had, unbeknownst to him, thrown batteries into the burn pit and it exploded.
Oh.
Holy shit.
And
so
that was right next to the swing set. Oh,
right.
So that's crazy.
Right. So this story gets even crazier because we've had the old woman in the window in the attic that wasn't even there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We get crazier. So we get home eventually. They lifelighted him to the hospital we were actually at to stabilize him enough to then re-lifelight him into the main hospital in Pittsburgh, the Mercy Hospital for the burn unit there.
Okay.
So we get home, it's me and my mom, and we're surveying the scene because again, it's the 80s. You don't think, hey, maybe I should leave the kid in the car while I do this. and so we're surveying the scene, and there are these pieces of charred flannel that my father was wearing. There are singe marks up the one side of the swing set and that from where my father had done stop, drop, and roll to put himself out. Then we go in the house, and the phone is off the hook with black sooty handprints on the receiver. And then you go into the bathtub and you find the charred ring around the bathtub from where my father had submerged himself
the
bathtub while he waited for help to arrive.
Oh wow. I mean, that was smart. It sounds like he did the right shit.
Yeah.
Well, we'll get into that. We're going to like go through a little bit of the timeline here and then we're going to come back to some stuff later. So
Okay. This
is the scene we see, right? So, of course, this is the time of my birthday. I had a Cookie Monster birthday cake.
Aww.
And I was determined that I wanted to give my father a piece of my birthday cake. Now, normally kids are not allowed in the burn unit, but my dad's doctors and my dad and my mom talked. And the only thing on him that was not burnt was he was able to get his hands over his eyes, nose, and mouth before the fireball hit him. So that was all that was not burnt. So they covered everything else but that. And we're going to let me go in to see him. So we go in the door and there's this nurse who goes to open the door for me to let me into the unit where he is. And she stands out to me because my grandmother was an army nurse in World War II. And when I would play dress up at my grandma's house, she had some of her, like her old nursing cap and her old Caduceus nursing pin and that. And so even in the 80s, pretty much nursing caps were a thing of the past. Nobody really wore them anywhere. But this lady had a nursing cap on and the same pin that my grandmother would let me play with. So she stood out to me. Anyhow, she was super sweet to me, and she's the one who let me in to see my dad. Now, I am a science-minded person. I have a psychology degree. For most of my life, I chalked this all up to a kid's brain trying to make sense.
Yeah, your dad just got hurt. Yeah.
Situation. Right. So the trauma is why I remember, like, I for a long time thought that I didn't see the woman beforehand, that it was my trauma making me retro think I saw the woman.
Okay.
And it was my trauma making me think that something pushed me out the door. And that. So when I was about 16, my father and I sat down and had a conversation about the incident for the first time. And my father said that he wholeheartedly 100% believes that he did not get himself from the fire pit into the house to call for help and into the bathtub. Hmm. And medically speaking, he should not have been physically able to.
Yeah.
When he was in the hospital, so I described to him the woman I saw in the window. This is the conversation when I'm like 16-ish. I described the woman I saw in the window and I said, you know what? She looks a lot like this nurse. Now that I think back on it, she looks like this nurse. And so I know nothing about this situation. And I start telling him about this nurse. My father starts crying.
Oh.
Crying. He says to me, oh my God, you saw her too. Turns out that after my father was released from the burn unit, he and my mother had tried to track down a nurse who had been particularly good to him in the burn unit.
Mm-hmm.
They were told by everyone at the hospital that nurse did not exist. There was no one of that name, description. None of their nurses wore what they described her as wearing.
Yeah.
And that. But the thing is, when I told my father about that, the me not knowing they had done that, and he had never described that nurse to me, the nurse that I described to him was the nurse that he and my mom had been looking for afterwards and had tried to find.
Wow.
Shit, that's crazy.
That's intense.
Now, my question is, was it a ghost or was it an angel?
I kind of think that it was an ancestor of ours who was there to help us through it.
Yeah,
I kind of think, like, I don't like say for sure, but I even think I might know which ancestor it was, but I have no way. Nobody, there are no pictures of her. There's no, and so there's no way for me to like be like, oh, let me flip through the family album.
Yeah,
and
like that's her, but yeah.
Right, yeah. Right. But the fact, yeah, but the fact that I had seen her and that my dad had seen her, and it's 12 years in between the time of the incident and when we realized that we both saw the same person.
That's wild.
Yeah, for both of you too, like, that must have been so, like, good to know it's real. Because, like, in your head, stuff happens, and then, like, someone's like, oh, you saw that too. That's intense, man.
Yeah, damn.
Yeah, it was really, I mean, now by the time I was 16, I knew that I was seeing and talking to dead people on a regular basis. Like, I had figured that stuff out.
Yeah.
But we didn't, we had never talked about that incident. And he, because I had never, when it happened, it was never my dad that I came into the house and told. And since my mom just completely dismissed me, she had never told him that that had happened before the fire.
Yeah, because she didn't think it was necessary, because the 80s, you don't listen to your kids.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's intense.
Yeah, it is. That's awesome. Thank you for sharing.
Yeah.
You're welcome. Yeah. But so that's the first one in a long line, a long life
of oh my goodness.
Freaky okay, so stuff.
Every stream, we would love you to come in and like tell some ghost stories. Because I think Rosa is ready to end it soon, and
yeah,
I'm
yeah.
pretty
I'm
tired.
Phone too. Charging issues. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. yeah.
But thank
but
you
that was
so much.
Fun.
Yes, I'm having so much fun, and I love this. And let's do this again.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was so great. It was great to meet you, Rosa, because I've listened to the podcast, and so like I've heard your voice before. But yeah it was great to get to talk to you. So
yeah. Awesome. And I'll send her
Thanks
your podcast too.
Yeah, definitely.
Sounds good.
All right. Well, okay. I'm gonna end that here. Thank you, everybody, for watching, and I will link all of the email, Twitter, all that stuff in here somewhere. I'll figure it out. But thank you for watching, and goodbye.
Okay.
Night.
Bye.